Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
If you're interested in fighting food insecurity or reducing food waste, then you're probably going to be a fan of Chef Dave Heide. Chef Dave owns Little John's and Liliana's of Fitchburg. I got to catch up with him at a Dinner in Dane event, and this was to celebrate Dane County hosting the 75th Alice in Dairyland Finals. Chef Dave cares a lot about bringing food full circle.
My restaurants have always been farm-to-table restaurants. We've supported over 92 different farms throughout our opening since we opened up. And then with Little John's, we're actually working on using up grocery and farm excess to help get food access to people in need.
And you even have future plans. You're building a commissary?
Yeah, so we're building out a 25,000 square foot space over in Fitchburg. And we're currently in the process of raising about $6 million to build it out. But with that, we'll be able to pretty much end food insecurity in Dane County, and we're really excited about that.
Can you tell me a little bit about your passion for tackling food insecurity?
Yeah, well, I mean, as a restaurateur, you know, people always think of it as, you're rich and you have all this stuff. But, I mean, we've definitely had times where my family, the only thing we had to eat was leftovers and food excess from our restaurant. And I got to see with all the work we do over $100,000 a year in philanthropy, helping out in the community. And we really got a chance to kind of see that not everyone looks like what they are, you know. So some people look like they may have everything together. In reality, they don't even know where their next meal is coming from. And we wanted to help put an end to that.
How long have you been working on the issue?
Well, we've been working on Little John's for about 5 years now. And then we've been working on helping out in food insecurity ever since we opened, you know, almost 14 years ago.
Another thing I thought was cool is you hire veterans.
Yeah, so we have a veteran training program. It's a six-month paid internship program where we pay $15 an hour to train veterans how to cook. And at the end of that veteran training program, we guarantee them an education at Madison College for a full ride in their associate's degree program for culinary.
Can you speak to the importance of knowing where your food comes from, working with your food?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, so both my kids have been through the public school system and MMSD, and, you know, 66% of the kids at my kids' school are below the poverty line and don't know where fresh food comes from. And so our big goal, and the majority of what Little John's is doing right now, is tackling food security, especially for our youngest. You know, brain development is so important from, you know, where the nutrition is coming from, and, you know, we're getting food access into neighborhoods that don't have good food. And in those neighborhoods of poverty, their number one and number two cause of death are heart attack and diabetes, which are all caused by food incidents. So,
and you're taking food waste from grocery stores.
Yeah. So far we've rescued over 60 tons of food from just one grocery store. And we've put out over 200,000 meals out into the community. So
your next kind of venture is to also take agricultural waste.
Yeah. So we actually are in our 25,000 square foot space that we're building out. We're building a huge area for cave temperature storage, so we can have things like root vegetables, apples, stuff like that. All the seconds that farmers don't have a way to use, we can then hold and store in cellar and use for future use as well.
It's called food waste, but you're saying no, it's not waste.
Yeah, I think there's a big perception difference. When people think of food waste, they tend to think of the stuff they throw out in their home. And what we're really working with is we're working with grocery excess. So when a grocery store gets rid of something, they're still planning on you being able to buy it and have it in your fridge for another week. But when we have it in our fridge and we're throwing it out, it's past its life cycle. So when we're getting it, it still has a whole week left of life in it. And we're cooking it and turning it into these beautiful, wonderful meals. So,
is there a growing interest or maybe a trend in this?
There is a growing interest and trend in wanting to use excess, but for us, it's really about how do you create a sustainable business model to not just depend on philanthropy, but to really have a huge impact long term. So we have not just pay what you can items, but we have some things that are on like paid contract and whatnot, so that we don't have to continuously ask our philanthropic community and our government for more and more money.
Now, there's another aspect to this, too, and it's the environmental aspect. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure, yeah. So, you know, like one of the instances I always bring up is like a cow. It's about 250,000 gallons of water for a cow. If you think about its entire food cycle, it takes about 250,000 gallons of water for that. And so we've been able to rescue almost 500,000 gallons of water a week through our reclamation of food product right now. So it's been pretty cool.
And you're still working on trying to bring in money. How much more do you need to really build this out?
Yes, so we've raised $1 million of our $6 million goal. And a lot of people in the fundraising side are like, well, you should do a more, you know, laid back, like you should first raise 80% before you go public. And for me, I'm just like, no, man, there's too many people who are suffering right now through COVID. We just need to make an impact today.
When you became a chef, did you ever think you'd be tackling these types of issues? Or is this what drove you to work with food?
No. My driving for food was 100% just all about making people happy and taking care of people. And for me, food is always just an expression of love. And I looked at what we're feeding our most food insecure. And to me, that's not love. You know, canned food and stale bread is not love. You know, like, so being able to give them really healthy, delicious, amazing, nutritious food was what we wanted to do.
Sometimes it's hard to believe it can all come from one county, but everything we're eating tonight is from Dane County. Do you want to briefly just run through what we're eating?
So, like, even just the soup today, the asparagus, the sausage, the arugula we have, the microgreens, everything is all from Dane County. I mean, right now is the bounty season, you know, everything is coming up.
Any other events that we can look forward to from you or from your restaurants?
So we actually have a really fun event coming up August 7th, which is our lemonade stand for Morgan. So she was a girl who did a virtual lemonade stand during COVID to help raise money for us. Her goal was $100, and she ended up raising over $92,000 for us. She was in the inauguration with Joe Biden. Tom Hanks introduced her, and it was just an incredible event. And now we're finally hosting her lemonade stand in person August 7th at our Little John space, 5302 Verona Road in Fitchburg, Wisconsin.
That's Chef Dave Heidi of Little John's, a community kitchen located in Fitchburg, and Liliana's. You can follow along on Little John's journey as Chef Dave Heidi aims to tackle food waste in Dane County and food insecurity, all on Facebook. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.